God bless you. Follow Me As I Follow Christ, Outreach Ministries, Global Prayer Warriors is here with you today live, commanding your morning. Yes, we are. We're here with you. We're here for you. We're here on behalf of you. And we're so excited this morning that God has blessed all of us to see yet another day that we should not take advantage of. We should not feel like we are entitled to. But it was only by his grace and his mercy that he showed towards us that we are alive this morning. We have the activities of our limbs this morning. And so I just implore you this morning to give God some thanks, give God some praise. We are in the Chicagoland area, and I don't know where you all are, but our sun, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, is shining bright. So I'm so super excited right now for God to do what he's getting ready to do in your life. Remember, God has given all of us a predestined end and expected end. And so we're just living out prophecy. Walk in that thing. Be excited about that thing. And know that that thing is coming true for you. I am your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and I am so glad to be an intercessor for you, so glad to be a lead servant on behalf of you. I just don't see that as a small matter, but when we are serving God, that means we are humbling ourselves, but coming boldly before the throne of grace in order to see results in our lives of the promises of God. So we are going to do just that this morning, getting excited to pray. I have quite a few intercessors lined up for you this morning to pray for needs, pray for desires, pray over prophecies, whatever the situation. We are prepared to pray for you. Please text any prayer requests this morning to 847-942-9979. Once more, 847-942-9979. Or if you are on blogtalkradio.com, just simply click the live button or put FMFC in the search engine and you will find us live. You can listen live. We are excited for you to do that. Those of you who are just in your cars and can't do any texting, can't do any signing on to the website, then it's for you to just dial in to 213-943-3799. Please awake somebody, because I'm sure somebody knows another somebody that needs to have prayer. So these prayer requests are submitted confidentially, but lovingly, passionately, and boldly, we are praying for you. I'm just so excited. We have one of our intercessors from the West Coast this morning who will be praying for you, who will open up the womb of the morning. And I'm excited to get her to pray with you this morning live, once again, from the West Coast. I'm wondering, can you hear me, sister, West Coast sister? We are always trying to get our intercessors to join in live and to be able to join in with us. So we want her to pray for you. She's a dynamic woman of God. So, once again, the West Coast intercessor, she's going to open up the womb in the morning with you and with us. God bless you. Are you with us? Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
We hear yes, you ma'am. Fine.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, we are going to have you to open up in prayer this morning. We are so excited that you are able to join us in the fourth prayer watch this morning. so glad that you're able to do that. So please go right ahead and let God use you. You are open on your mic. God bless.
Thank you. Good morning. We're just going to go before the throne of grace this morning. Heavenly Father, we just love you this morning. We thank you for waking us up in our right minds, Lord God. We thank you for just loving us. We thank you for sending us your Son to be our Savior, our sacrificial Lamb, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for pulling us up out of the muck and the miry clay and planting our feet on solid ground, using us, Lord, for your goodness, making us vessels of use this morning, Lord God. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace and we give you the thanks, the glory, and the honor, we come into your courts with praise, hallelujah, and we lift your name on high. We magnify you, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God. We line our will up with your will this morning. We say, have your way in our lives today, Lord God. We look to you, Heavenly Father, to the hills from which comes our help, because we know that our help comes from you. We thank you for your hand of protection, Lord God, on us and our loved ones. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up. We thank you for just clothing us in our right minds. We thank you for giving us a spirit of courage and of boldness, Lord God, taking away the spirit of fear, giving us love and a sound mind. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. Heavenly Father, as we enter into your presence, we thank you for allowing us to be on this radio station to pray for those that are in need. We thank you. We ask that you meet them right where they are. We ask that you wrap your loving arms around them and comfort them this morning. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you guide us on our way. We thank you for a roof over our heads, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet, and food on the table. We thank you for a hedge of protection and your warring angels and your ministering angels, Lord. Heavenly Father, as your word goes forth this morning in our lives, we seek your instruction. We seek your guidance. We seek you for all that we say and do. We ask you to be in our mouths, Lord God, in our tongues and in our speaking. We ask that you be in our hands and in our giving. We ask that you be in our minds, Heavenly Father, and in our thinking. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to be our righteousness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking our ashes and giving us your oil of gladness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for just thinking so much of us that you call us the apple of your eye. You love us so much, Heavenly Father, and you will not leave us out knowing that you are the Almighty God, the one true living God, the God that loves us. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would look in upon our children and wrap them in your loving arms and keep them safe as they go out to school today. Keep them safe and bring them back home safe. Give them a mind of learning, Lord. Open up their minds and give them understanding as to the things that they are learning in school, Heavenly Father. I ask, Lord God, that you would reveal yourself to the young children in a mighty way. I ask, Lord God, that you would introduce them to your Holy Spirit. I ask, Jesus Christ, that you will go into their hearts and love them and guide them in all truth. And we give you thanks and glory for that, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you look upon our children, Lord God, our adult children that are growing in you, Heavenly Father, that are leading their lives apart from us. You gave us stewardship over them, Lord God, and we raised them the best to the best ability that we have in the love and admonition of you, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for the opportunity to raise our children in you, in Christ. Hallelujah. And we ask that you continue to speak to them, Lord God. Continue to guide them in your word, in your spirit, in your will, and anoint their minds and anoint their hands, Lord God. Give them an open heart, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to receive from your table, from your word, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I would like to lift up the body of Christ, those that are in leadership and those that are serving and those that are in the body, Lord God, that makes up the body. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord God, that you continue to use us as your leaders. Speak to us. Give us your will, Lord God. Instruct us. Give us your anointing, Heavenly Father, your power by the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Help us to not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well, Lord God. We seek your will, Lord. We seek your face. We seek your understanding. We seek knowledge and wisdom, oh God. You say you will withhold no good thing from us. And as we get dressed this morning, Lord God, we would remember to put on the whole armor of you, Lord God, because even though we put on our clothes that we walk out in every day, we have to remember to put on our spiritual garments, Lord God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and girding our loins with truth, and taking up the shield of faith and the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God and the spirit of God. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are, we can clothe ourselves in righteousness, which is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we bind our mind and our will to your will, Lord God, to your mind, Heavenly Father. You said what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we just thank you, Lord God, that we can bind ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, and I just glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, as you take us into another beautiful day, I ask that you would send divine appointments. Those that are out winning souls, you say they are wise, those who win souls, and make friends, Lord God, for the kingdom of your glory. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would send divine appointments, that we can minister to people and show them the love of Christ right now for the souls that you are sending our way. Father God, you said that if we would call unto you and pray unto you and seek your face, you will hear us and answer our prayers, Lord God. Those that are seeking jobs, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bless them with the job that lines up with their gifts and talents that you placed inside of them, Heavenly Father, and that you be glorified even in the tithes that they bring to the storehouse, Lord God. Father God, those of us that are serving in the ministry, I pray that you will endow us fully with your Holy Spirit, that we can minister to the people with a glad heart, Lord God, and lead them in all truths and righteousness unto Jesus and for his name's sake, Lord God. And those of us that are in marriages, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, that we will minister to one another through the love of Christ and the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you will be in those marriages, Lord. And those of us that are single, Heavenly Father, that we would be married to you, Lord God, knowing that you are our husband, man, that you are the one true living God that loves us no matter what and accepts us for who we are. And we thank you for that. Father God, we even pray for those who spitefully use us, those that consider themselves even to be enemies of ours. We lift them up before you as well, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you teach us to pray for them and to bless them even as we go along in our daily lives. Lord God, well, I would like to lift up the law enforcement, Heavenly Father. You give them the sword to yield, Lord God. And I thank you that you are in control. You are in complete control, Lord God, even unto them. Heavenly Father, you say you place leadership in its place, and you are the one who controls the waters to not proceed over the boundaries that it is called forth to, that all we have to do is pray for our leaders, and we pray for the next election, Lord God, for the leader that you place into office, Heavenly Father, the man or the woman of God that you've called to be the next president or the next senate or the next counselor or the next congressman. Lord God, I ask that you would pour out your wisdom upon them, Lord God, and that righteousness and justice will be at the helm, oh God, and we just glorify you even in that, Jesus. And Father God, as we proceed in this morning, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you will protect us as we are on the highways and the byways, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. And we give you the glory for that, even now, Lord God, before we even step foot out the doors, Lord God. We thank you. And Father God, I would like to ask you even now, Lord God, that you will give seed to the sower, Heavenly Father, that you will make a way to even do missions, Lord God, that you would make a way for even education, Lord God, that you will make a way, Lord God, to be able to be resourceful in the kingdom of God, that you would raise up mighty women and mighty men of God to continue to walk in the light and shine the light brightly, Lord God. Hallelujah. And to be the salt of the earth, Heavenly Father. And you are such a wonderful, loving God that we cannot leave this place without saying, we love you. We love you, Lord God. We love you. And we thank you for loving us first. We thank you for loving us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for considering us. We need you, Lord God. We cannot do this by ourselves. We need you. And we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Be exalted this day as we command our morning. Be exalted this day as we command our morning. Hallelujah. Be glorified in our lives. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. What a beautiful, pardon me, what a beautiful and awesome prayer. Yes, we are thankful to God for all that he's done for us. Yes, waking us up this morning, I'm in agreement of her prayer. She's a humble woman of God. I appreciate her. She is one of our very own. And we are linking our faith with yours on this morning. So please continue to listen in. Call in 213-943-3799 or text us with your prayer requests at 847-942-9979. If you're on Facebook, please go over to our page, FMFC, F as in Frank, M as in Mary, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like our page, you will be blessed as well. You can submit confidential prayer requests this morning. It is so important for us to be able to pray without ceasing according to the Word of God. So we are just strongly encouraging you to do the things of the Word of God and be biblical in our practices. So without further ado, we have another intercessor who is going to cover a multiplicity of subjects as well this morning to help you, bless you, and encourage you to be able to meet some of those promises and and prophecies of God, not just in our health, but in our mindset, in our spiritual lives, in our children's lives. I'm sure you have goals and careers that you would like to see more in abundance in. Well, we have the pastor from the West Coast who's going to join us just a moment now, and he will link his faith with yours. Please go ahead on and submit those prayer requests. But until then, God bless you, man of God. Can you hear me? Your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you just fine. God is faithful. God is faithful. We are sending the mic over to you. We've waited to be able to hear you. The devil tried to keep you from being able to be on the line, but we thank God for his faithfulness this morning, and we're going to give you that time to go ahead on and pray. So without further ado, go ahead on, Pastor. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today, Father. Holy Spirit, as we come before the throne of grace and praise and thanks, we ask you to have your way. Father, we just want to commence with giving you thanks. We just want to thank you and give you praise today for allowing us to see another day. Father, many did not wake up this morning. Father, many made plans last night, Father, as they closed their eyes, Father, never to open their eyes again in the land of the living. So we give you thanks, Father. We give you praise. Lord Jesus, the Holy One of God, we magnify your name today. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor you. We uplift and we magnify your name today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift everyone on the line and those that are absent. Father, we uplift those, Father, that had a mind to get on the line but may have forgotten, Father, or something may have come up, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to bless them today, O Heavenly Father. Father, we stand in the gap, O Heavenly Father, and we command their morning for them, Father. We command their morning to be blessed, Father. Father, we command, Father, your wisdom, Father, your word to guide them today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command and speak favor over their lives, O Heavenly Father. Father, may your favor go out and surround them like a shield today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the enemy today in their lives, O Heavenly Father. We bind every plan, every movement, Father, of the enemy against them, Father, in the name of, for your word says, your promise says, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Heavenly Father. If you be for us, who can be against us, Father? Father, and we decree your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are, Father, right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, Father, that you, Father, just hear the prayers, O Heavenly Father, those that have prayed to you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you speak to them. Let them hear you, O Heavenly Father. Father, strengthen them, Father. Many are weary, Father. Many are weak, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, as they seek you, Father, by reading your word, Father, let them hear that still small voice within the word, behind the word, that encompasses the word, O Heavenly Father. Restore them, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift, Father, ministry leaders this morning, O Heavenly Father. Father, for many are weary, Father, but your word, Father, your promise says that those that wait upon the Lord will mount up on wings as eagles. We will run and not get weary. We will walk and not faint, O Heavenly Father. So we remind you of that word, O Heavenly Father, and we command, Father, your spirit of rejuvenation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against, Father, We come against sadness, O Heavenly Father. We come against heaviness, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against attacks, Father, from within, O Heavenly Father. Attacks from outside, Father. Financial attacks, Father. We bind the enemy in these areas, Father, coming against ministry leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we even pray for the ministry partners, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will become doers of the word, O Heavenly Father, and not hearers only, Father. They will hear and do the word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we pray and command, Father, that even, Father, the ministry partners, O Heavenly Father, the congregation, Father, be strengthened and matured, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you and we praise you, Father. Father, today, Father, we cover our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, the children, Father, that are going to school, the inner city children, Father, the children, Father, that the enemy is trying to take out, Father, the children, Father, that the enemy is trying to direct molesters, O Heavenly Father, and kidnappers, O Heavenly Father, near and around them. Father, we bind up these plans right now. We bind the footwork and the efforts of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command angelic protection, Father, to watch over them, Father, and keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray the same prayer for those traveling, Father, those, Father, that are going to and fro. Father, whether they're on freeways, on buses, trains, or planes, O Heavenly Father, Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, that you have given angelic protection over them, Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Father, those that are desiring prayer, Father, because your word says that whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, you shall have it. Father, right now, we are calling, Father, those individuals, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, to come into the knowledge of this line, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, or, Father, they connect with their own churches, Father, they connect with other prayer lines, O Heavenly Father. Father, and get those prayers out so those prayers can be brought to the throne of grace so that they will be heard and answered, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, we even pray wisdom over our children, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we even command the spirit of wisdom, Father, to come over our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command, Father, that the spirit of deception is removed and broken, O Heavenly Father. Broken, Father, that yoke, Father, is broken off of our children's neck, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they'll be broken from the yoke of this deceiving music, O Heavenly Father, deceiving movies, O Heavenly Father, commercials, Father, deceiving talk, Father, that is fed to them by friends, O Heavenly Father. We come against these things and command them broken, Father. We speak death to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray over this country today, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, over the sitting president, Father, the new president coming in. Father, we ask right now that you give that president wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Give the standing president wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, surround them by anointed men and women of God of wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, those, O Heavenly Father, that will stand strong, O Heavenly Father, and will not be moved, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, Father, we're commanding, Father, that the seats of Congress, Father, the seats of the Senate, Father, are filled, Father, with men and women of God, anointed men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today, Father. Father, we decree these things to be so, Father. Father, we are in ex- We are in expectation of this country, Father, going in a different direction, going in a godly direction, going in the right direction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word, your promise says, decree a thing and it will be established unto us, Father. So we are decreeing, Father, the change of direction of this country. Father, we are speaking the same thing over the city of Chicago, Heavenly Father. Father, we come against today the spirit of murder. We command and decree, Father, that that spirit is broken, Father, because of your anointing, Father, on the men and women of God in this city. Father, we command that yoke broken, Father, and these murders to cease today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask, Father, that your spirit, Father, begin to move and be stirred up, Father, in the ministry leaders in this city, that they will exit the churches, Father, and walk these streets and bless these streets, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and speak life into these streets, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and call businesses, commerce, O Heavenly Father, back to this city, O Heavenly Father. Father, that even the politicians, O Heavenly Father, will change directions, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you will bring godly men and women, Father, into positions of authority in this city. Father, men and women of God, men and women of wisdom, O Heavenly Father, that will counsel politicians the correct way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now. We give you praise. We thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to pray for the woman of God hosting the radio show today, Father. Father, you know what she stands in need of, O Heavenly Father. Father, we speak favor over her life. We speak favor over every endeavor, every arena in her life right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command doors to be open, O Heavenly Father. Father, everything that you have for her, Father, we possession of it now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over her family, bless her children, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you to, Father, speak wisdom into them, O Heavenly Father. Guide their every step, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We praise your name right now, Father. Father, everything that has been spoken, O Heavenly Father, we decree these things to be so. We thank you, Father, and we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. We appreciate every prayer so far. We're still asking you to link your faith with us. We're still asking you to call in. We are still wanting your prayer requests, which can be sent to 847-942-9979. We are so thankful for you this morning, even for everything that God is doing for you in your lives already. This could be a time just of praise. This could be a time just of appreciation. This can be a time in which you allow God what he is due, which is honor, thankfulness. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So if we offer him the highest praise, I wonder what type of response he will yield unto you. Not that we should always be looking for something, but let's look for him to be pleased with our actions, to be pleasing in his eyesight. So that's what we're doing. We want to lift you up, but we also want to give thanks unto the Lord because he is truly worthy. He is truly the only one who woke us up this morning. So how could we go about our day and just ignore the fact that we're walking around breathing, alive? We didn't wake up to bad phone calls. We didn't wake up to phone calls that someone had passed away or had been murdered or our car was stolen in the middle of the night. But God made a way nonetheless to tell death to behave itself. And a lot of times if we look at our own actions towards him, we might say, well, you know what, we really weren't worthy of that blessing. We really weren't worthy of that miracle. Oh, but God, through his grace and his mercy. So I'm just admonishing you to continuously be with us this morning. We have about another 18 minutes to be on this show, and go ahead on and submit your prayer request. Go ahead on and link your faith with us. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like our page. On that page, you will be able to also submit a confidential prayer request. But this morning, I want to pray for something that's a little near and dear to me. I work in, well, not just in, you can't just call it customer service. You can't just call it education, but social behaviors. I, you know, work in social services, if you will. And I'm very concerned just about the spirit of Cora. And the reason why I'm concerned about that is because I work with a lot of youth. And so I'm concerned because the children today, they go through a lot, they see a lot, they live through a lot, they witness a lot. And, you know, it's sometimes, yes, challenging to try and continue to service individuals when they're disrespectful or they're cursing and they're acting out. But then you're able to sympathize and be compassionate when you remember what the stronghold is in their lives. And it could be your neighbor, it could be your relative, it could be your niece or your nephew. But I want to pray over the spirit of mental illness today, because it's a very sensitive factor, but it is a sensitive contributing factor to society. And these spirits are caused by oppression and depression. And I just want to go ahead on and cover that this morning, because it's important for us to be able to begin to bind up all unclean spirits. Over in Revelation, I believe the 18th chapter, the scripture tells us that the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over Babylon, her which is Babylon. And it says, no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet. Anyway, this spirit of Babylon used to entice the men in the gospel, the men in the body of Christ. These were the only people she desired to sleep with. And so she would adorn herself in royalty. Something I take personal, because I see purple and silk and gold and what is that other one? Platinum. I see that royalty to be exclusive for the daughters of Zion, for the daughters to the kingdom of the kingdom. But she would, if you go and read it, this was her plot. This was her goal, to be able to seduce and entice the men in the kingdom. So I want to go and just pray over this spirit and speak against Satan utilizing the mental capacity of man to fulfill his plans and purposes in the earth realm. And one of the ways he utilizes the minds of men is to create mental disorders, irrational decision making, and obsessive behaviors. And we need to come up against Alzheimer's. We need to come up against psychosis and schizophrenia. So I am going to cover that capacity this morning. And we want to be able to, if you know someone, if you're listening in, go ahead on and call their names. Go ahead on and link your faith with me while I am praying. That God, Sherelabosa, will destroy this yoke and that he will pull down every stronghold in this particular area of our family members or friends or our children, the youth's lives. Okay? So, Father in heaven, we just thank you this morning. We praise you, dear heavenly, awesome, omnipotent Father. And we magnify your name. God, we give you praise and we do enter into your gate with thanksgiving. Go, God, go ahead on and we invite you to inhabit our praises this morning. We do say hallelujah to you. We do thank you for this day. We do thank you for letting your sun shine bright upon us today, oh God. Father, forgive us of every sin right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse us with hyssop, make us whiter than snow. God, as I lift up this particular stronghold, this strong man, this spirit of mental illness, this group of disorders causing severe disturbances, God, of thinking, feeling, rationality, and the way that it diminishes one's ability just to cope with normal demands of life, basic demands of life, God. We come up against it. Alzheimer's disease, the degenerative disorder, God, which is one of the prominent types of dementia. God, we come up against that now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it. We cast it out of men and women, young and old, God. It has no specific age factor. We like to categorize it, Haralabosha, in seniors. But God, just working in the area of social services that I work in, it's not exclusive to seniors. So God, I bind up that spirit of Alzheimer's, God, disease. And we lose, Lord God, a spirit of remembrance, a spirit of correctness, a spirit of intention to serve you, a spirit of truth in their lives. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bind up every spirit of anxiety. Those little bitty foxes that come to destroy the vine. An emotional state that has no recognizable source marked by fear and apprehension today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, take it away that brings on irritability if they become overstressed and overwhelmed by normal capacities of life that are served upon us each and every day. God, move by your spirit in their lives. Even now, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind up that spirit of fear. We bind up the spirit of trepidation. We bind up the spirit of inadequacies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I even bind up the spirit of bipolar disorder. God, the disease that pitches patients from depressed all the way to hyperactive and euphoric or intensely irritable delusions, God, in the name of Jesus. Those who do the hallucinations and really believe that that is reality of their lives, Satan, you are a liar. We command you to get out of our family members, our friends, and the youth, even our mind. Don't even attempt us on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of delusion, those fixed false beliefs that can't be changed by rational arguments, they become antagonistic because they feel defenseful. Well, God, we bind that up in the mighty name of Jesus and loose a peace, loose a calm upon them. Loose your glory, loose your presence upon those persons, God, as we strangle the very breath of delusions and dimensions off of them, God. They will not have memory loss. They will not have deterioration in their personal care. They will eat. They will drink every day, daily, all day, God. Three meals, no less, no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come up against the spirit of depression, that emotional disturbance that makes them feel hopeless, makes them get the blues, as they say in the street, makes them feel worry or uncontrolled crying I've seen. God, that spirit that even brings violence to them, that is how it manifests in our youth. This is how we have so many murders of today. This is why gangs have been formed, oh God. But we bind up the spirit of depression and broken homes. Lord God, we bring forth marriages again to the kingdom of God. We bring forth the unity and that holy covenant that you smile upon today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come up against OCD, that obsessive compulsive disorder of those unwanted thoughts, those repetitive behaviors, that the only way that I can wash my face is if I wash my face five times in a row, then I'm clean. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We plead the blood against you now. They will not be OCD. They will not become over obsessive, compulsive in their everyday operations. But Lord God, they will learn how to do something once unto the spirit of excellence, and it will come forth pleasing in your sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that I see every day in the streets, in the home, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, those flashbacks, the nightmares, the severe shock, God, long suffering, bad dreams, daydreaming. God, I come up against it. Satan, you are a liar once again. You will not prevail or travail in these children's lives, in our loved ones' lives, in our family members' lives, in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, move by your spirit even now. And we bring their minds into the mind of Christ, oh God. And whatever traumatic thing that they have suffered or we have suffered in the past, we will not relive that moment over and over and over again in the name of Jesus. But we live in truth. We live in righteousness. We live in the word, oh God, right now. God, I come up against schizophrenia. A group of disorders marked by hallucinations and their thoughts are disorganized, God. The splitting of the mind, if you will. God, in the name of Jesus, they want to make them to go from one extreme to the other in their mindset, that pendulum motion of swinging back and forth, and they cannot center themselves in you. Well, once again, Satan, you are lie. They are victorious because we place their minds in the minds of Christ, and we will not sway from the left nor to the right. But God, all of us will look and center ourselves to the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing our help only comes from you, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the author and finisher of our faith. And we loose, Lord God, right now the mind of Christ. We loose right now healing and restoration. We loose right now deliverance and peace. We loose right now your love upon us, oh God. We loose right now every anointing that you have for us to prevail in our lives. And we will not leave this earth until we fully come into everything that you have for us to be in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bind up neurosis and paranoia, making them think that they hear things or people are coming against them or chasing them or someone is in their room or they hear creaking in the attic. The devil is a lie. That spirit that causes them to feel mistrust and dread and hysteria. Satan, you are alive. We bind you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord God, right now, we even loose a sweet sleep upon them. That when they lie down to go to bed, Lord God, that they will not be concerned about if they can sleep, but they are resting in the bosom of your arms. And Lord God, they are resting in your truth and they are resting in your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that they're not concerned about want and they are not concerned about death. They are not concerned about suicide because, Lord God, you are the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we even loose long remembrance of joy, of strength, of your promises. Let them read your word, Lord God, and be able to remember it because it is bound up in their hearts. You said, write the word of God on the tablets of our hearts so that we might not sin against you, oh God. Well, you said, even if we forget them, the Spirit will bring remembrance unto us. So, Lord God, even now, in that we lose remembrance, we lose righteousness, and we lose truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just magnify you this morning. We just praise you this morning. We just glorify you this morning. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, that you were faithful. And we thank you, Lord God, for being just. And we look forward, oh God, for you commanding our day of joy and peace in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so.
Nehemiah 8:6 and Ezra, bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, God is good. as a church.